ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 26, Text 15.
Dallo Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Capitolo 26, Verso 15.
Na,
na,
tata,
tata,
etarhi,
etarhi,
rochante,
rochante,
griheshu,
griheshu,
Grihasampadaha,
Grihasampadaha,
Yadi,
Yadi,
Na,
Na,
Syad,
Syad,
Grihe,
Grihe,
Mata,
Mata,
Patni,
Patni,
Va,
Va,
Patidevata,
Patidevata,
Vyange,
Vyange,
Vata,
Vata,
Iva,
Iva,
Pragyaha,
Pragyaha,
Ko,
Asita,
Dinavat, Natatai Tarhi Rochante,
Natatai Tarhi Rochante,
Griheshu Grihasampadaha,
Griheshu Grihasampadaha,
Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata,
Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata,
Patnivad Patidevata,
Patnivad Patidevata,
Yange Rata Iva Pragya,
Yange Rata Iva Pragya,
Ko Nama Sita Dinavat,
Ko Nama Sita Dinavat,
Natatai Tarhi Rochante,
Natatai Tarhi Rochante,
Griheshu Griha Sampadaha,
Griheshu Griha Sampadaha,
Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata,
Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata,
Patniva Patidevata,
Patniva Patidevata,
Yange Rata Iva Pragya,
Yange Rata Iva Pragya,
Ko Nama Sita Dinavat,
Ko Nama Sita Dinavat, Natatai Jani Rochante,
Griheshu Griha Sampadaha, Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata, Patniva Patidevata, Yange Vata Iva Pragya, Ko Nama Sita Dinavat,
Natatai Tari Rochante,
Natatai Tari Rochante,
Griheshu Griha Sampadaha,
Griheshu Griha Sampadaha,
Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata,
Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata,
Patniva Patidevata,
Patniva Patidevata,
Yange Rata Iva Pragna,
Yange Rata Iva Pragya,
Ko Nama Sita Dinavat,
Ko Nama Sita Dinavat, Natatai Tari Rochante, Griheshu Griha Sampadaha, Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata, Patniva Patidevata, Yange Rata Iva Pragya, Ko Nama Sita Dinavat, Natatai Tari Rochante, Griheshu Griha Sampadaha, Yadi Nasyad Grihe Mata, Patniva Patidevata, Yange Rata Iva Pragya, cittadina va.
Na.
Na.
No.
No.
Tata.
Tata.
Come prima.
Come prima.
E da lì.
E da lì.
Adesso.
Adesso.
Rociante.
Rociante.
Diventa piacevole.
Diventa piacevole.
Griesu.
Griesu.
A casa.
A casa.
Gria Sampada.
Gria Sampada.
Tutti i beni della casa.
Tutti i beni della casa.
Yadi.
Yadi.
Se.
Se.
Na.
Na.
No.
No.
Siat.
Siara.
C'è.
C'è.
Grie.
Grie.
A casa.
A casa.
Mata.
Mata.
Madre.
Madre.
Patni.
Patni.
Moglie.
Moglie.
Va.
Va.
O.
O.
Pati devata.
Pati devata.
Devota marito. Bianche,
bianche,
senza ruote,
senza ruote,
rate,
rate,
in un carro,
in un carro,
viva,
viva,
come,
come,
raga,
raga,
uomo perdito,
uomo perdito,
co,
co,
che è,
che è,
nama,
nama,
in realtà,
in realtà,
asita,
asisora,
si siederebbe,
si siederebbe,
dinava,
King Puranjana said, I do not understand why my household paraphernalia does not attract me as before. I think that if there is neither a mother nor a devoted wife at home, the home is like a chariot without wheels. Where is the fool who will sit down on such an unworkable chariot?
Traduzione. Il re Puranjana disse: Non capisco perché la mia casa non mi attrae come prima. Penso che senza una madre o una moglie devota, la casa sia simile a un carro senza ruote. Chi sarà lo sciocco che vorrà sedersi su un carro così inutile?
Purport. The great politician Chanakya Pandit said: Mata yasye grihe nasti. Bharya cha priyavadini aranyam tena gantavyam yatharanyam tatagriham. If a person has neither a mother nor a pleasing wife at home, he should leave home and go to the forest, because for him there's no difference between the forest and home. The real mata, or mother, is devotional service to the Lord, and the real patni, or devoted wife, is a wife who helps her husband execute religious principles in devotional service. These two things are required for a happy home.
Spiegazione. Il grande politico Chanakya Pandit disse: Mata yasya grihe nasti, bharya cha priyavadini, aranyam tena gantavyam, yataranyam tatagriham. Se un uomo non ha in casa né una madre né una moglie piacevole, dovrebbe lasciare la casa e andare nella foresta, perché per lui non c'è differenza tra la foresta e la casa. La vera amata, madre, è il servizio devozionale al Signore, e la vera patni, moglie devota, è una moglie che aiuta il marito a mettere in pratica i principi religiosi nel servizio devozionale. Queste due cose sono richieste per una casa felice.
Actually, a woman is supposed to be the energy of the man. Historically, in the background of every great man, there's either a mother or a wife. One's household life is very successful if he has both a good wife and mother. In such a case, everything about household affairs and all the paraphernalia in the house becomes very pleasing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had both a good mother and a pleasing wife, and he was very happy at home. Nonetheless, for the benefit of the whole human race, he took sannyas and left both his mother and wife. In other words, it is essential that one have both a good mother and wife in order to become perfectly happy at home. Otherwise, home life has no meaning. Unless one is religiously guided by intelligence and renders devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his home can never become very pleasing to to a saintly person. In other words, if a man has a good mother or a good wife, there is no need of his taking sannyas. That is, unless it is absolutely necessary, as it was for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In realtà, la donna dovrebbe essere l'energia del mondo. Nella storia, dietro ogni grande uomo, c'è o una madre o una moglie. La vita di famiglia ha un grande successo per chi ha una buona moglie e una buona madre. In questo caso, tutti gli affari di famiglia, la casa e tutto ciò che essa contiene diventa molto piacevole. Se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aveva una buona madre e una buona moglie, perciò era molto felice a casa sua, ma per il bene di tutta la razza umana accettò il sannyas e lasciò la moglie e la madre. In altre parole, per essere perfettamente felice a casa è necessario avere sia una buona moglie sia una buona madre, altrimenti la vita di casa non ha significato. Chi non è guidato dall'intelligenza sulla via della religione e offre un servizio devozionale al Signore Supremo non può mai rendere la sua casa molto piacevole per una persona. In altre parole, se un uomo ha una buona moglie o una buona madre, non ha bisogno di prendere l'ordine delle sannyas, sempre che non sia assolutamente necessario, come fu per Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shagana Jagannatham Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Teena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhyaiva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Na tatai tarhi rochante griheshu grihasampadaha Yadi na syad grihe mata patniva patidevata. Vyange vata iva pragya ko nama sita dinavat. Srila Prabhupada quotes Chanakya Pandit. About happy family life.
Riguardo una vita di famiglia felice.
Or rather about unhappy family life.
O si può dire anche riguardo una vita di famiglia non felice.
Unhappy family life means there's no mother at home, no pleasing wife.
Infelice vita di famiglia significa che a casa non c'è una madre e non c'è e non abbiamo una piacevole moglie.
Priyavadini, Priyavadini means who speaks very nicely.
Priyavadini significa chi parla molto piacevolmente.
So, apriyavadini, not speaking nicely at all.
Apriyavadini significa parlare in maniera non piacevole, non corretta.
He, you know, sometimes the wife it becomes just like a well, we'd say a banshee, but a witch. Marco! Marco! You said you were going to do this. Why didn't you do it? You never take me anywhere. You don't love me.
Non mi porti mai da nessuna parte, non mi ami.
And why don't you get a better job?
E perché non ti trovi un lavoro migliore?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
E si lamenta.
Well, that kind of wife makes the household like hell.
Una moglie così fa diventare la casa come un inferno.
Apriyavadini. But Priyavadini, when she speaks very nicely, encouraging, soothing, then she's a great asset in household life, or a great jewel in household life.
Priyavadini significa che lei parla in maniera molto dolce, in maniera rinfrescante, quindi diventa proprio un punto fermo e sicuro.
Patni Devata, devoted, Pati Devata, Pati Devata, devoted to the husband.
Pati Devata significa devota al marito.
Mm. So when the wife is devoted to the husband and speaks very nicely and the mother is at home, then the home is very nice.
Quando la moglie è devota al marito e parla in maniera molto appropriata, molto dolce, e la madre è a casa, allora la vita di famiglia diventa molto piacevole.
Otherwise, no mother, no pleasing wife, then better to go to the forest.
Altrimenti, se non abbiamo la madre, la moglie non è piacevole, bisogna andare nella foresta.
Tataranyam tatagriham, because the home's already as good as a forest.
Perché in realtà la situazione che abbiamo a casa è buona come quella che potremmo avere nella foresta.
Nothing there except maybe some wild animals.
Non c'è niente là eccetto degli animali selvaggi.
Here Prabhupada mentions that the woman is supposed to be the energy of the man.
Qui Prabhupada menziona che la donna è supposta essere
Shakti. Shakti means energy.
Mm.
The when a man has a pleasing wife, then he's encouraged to work, to act.
Quando l'uomo ha una moglie piacevole, allora lui è incoraggiato a lavorare e ad agire.
Otherwise, why should he work? I was on a train platform some time ago, and there was a man there who's kind of like a bum. You know what a bum is?
No, esatto. Io ero alla stazione dei treni, nella piattaforma di partenza dei treni, e c'era un bambino vicino a me.
So anyway, I thought I'd talk to him, maybe sell him a book. But he had no money. And he explained that he was divorced. And he had couple of kids, but the kids were with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had to pay for child support also. So you could see, he didn't, it was like, why should I do anything? And he said that, actually his comment was, marriage is a very expensive habit. Yeah. He had none of the benefits and all of the expense. This is Kali Yuga. When the bull and cow were talking, then maybe the cow said that this is, is this the source of your unhappiness? That in Kali Yuga, no one lives together anymore.
Questo è Kali Yuga, quando il toro, un toro e una mucca si parlarono tra di loro dicendo qual era la sorgente di felicità, dice che gli uomini non stanno più insieme, le donne non stanno più insieme.
In Kali Yuga, what to speak of spiritual happiness, even material happiness, such as it is, even the illusion of material happiness is hardly there.
In Kali Yuga, che dire della felicità spirituale,
material happiness means home, wife, children, mother.
Felicità materiale significa casa, moglie, madre.
And the, do you have the mama bear, papa bear, and the baby bears?
Bear. Supportare, potrebbe essere il supporto. Madre, padre, i bambini.
But in Kali Yuga, if the mother is still alive, she's sent to the old age home.
In Kali
Yuga, if the mother is still alive, in her old age, she's sent to some institution. Or she lives on her own. And if the husband and wife stay together, 50%. In only 50% of the marriages. That means one out of two marriages is broken. That's first marriage. If it's a second marriage, the percentage is higher. Sometimes I travel on airplane. One boy was sitting next to me. Oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Houston. What's in Houston? My daddy. Because he lives with the mother in one place and he gets to visit the father sometimes in another place. Well, this is common. In Kali Yuga. Even material happiness they don't have. From Krishna consciousness point of view, this material happiness is illusion anyway, but they don't even have it. Even the illusion they don't have. Except maybe in the mind. They're imagining, if only, but it never happens. But the course in Indian society till recently that there is no divorce.
Vediamo che naturalmente nella società indiana fino almeno a recente non c'era divorzio.
Even when I was growing up, I knew exactly one person who was divorced.
Anche quando Maharaj andava tempo fa, conosceva solo una persona che era divorziata.
Now it's trying to think if I know one person who's not divorced. Divorce, marriage and divorce means irresponsible life.
Quando matrimonio e poi divorzio significa avere un tipo di vita completamente irresponsabile.
The business is sense gratification, and when we don't get the sense gratification, arrivo.
Tutto mirato alla gratificazione dei sensi, una volta che non la teniamo, arrivo.
It's not working. It would be better for both of us if.
Non funziona.
Better to be honest with ourselves.
Dobbiamo essere onesti con noi stessi.
We're not compatible.
Non c'è compatibilità di carattere tra noi due.
Bla 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 bla.
E così via.
That means irresponsible.
Vita irresponsabile, essere irresponsabili.
Even they're married for 40 years, and then he decides that here's a nice young girl, the old one can go.
Anche se sono sposati da 40 anni.
This divorce favors the man, actually. When a woman's market value is high when she's young. She's young, she's beautiful, she's healthy. And a man's market value is high when he's older. He's established in his profession, he's making good money. So the man in such a position ditches the old lady and gets himself a new number. That means irresponsible. And the society becomes trash. Because this is the result of a society where the highest goal is sense gratification. Kamo papoga paramai tavaditi nishchita. No higher goal than to gratify the senses.
Non c'è un fine superiore oltre a quello di gratificarsi i sensi.
In such a conception, who cares for marriage vows? Who cares for responsibilities?
Con tale concezione, chi si prende cura dei valori del matrimonio e delle responsabilità?
All that really matters in the calculation is what's going to make me happy.
Tutto essere calcolati in un proprio calcolo che cosa mi fa felice.
Of course they don't know what will make them happy.
Naturalmente non sanno che cosa mi fa realmente felice.
But they're imagining that by this or that arrangement I'll be more happy.
E loro immagino che grazie a questo o quest'altro arrangiamento io sarò felice.
So married life, actual married life, means both husband and wife have to be responsible in their prescribed duties.
Il matrimonio significa che sia entrambi, marito e moglie, devono essere responsabili nei loro doveri.
And the real responsibility is devotional service.
La reale responsabilità è il servizio devozionale.
When we're engaged in the service of Krishna, then whatever rough edges there may be, you know, rough edges. Yeah, whatever rough edges there may be, that we can tolerate.
Mm.
Nothing's perfect in the material world.
Che dopo tutto niente è perfetto nella
materia. Oh, whatever I got, that's all right. There's no guarantee I'd get something better.
Quello che ho ottenuto in fondo va bene, non c'è garanzia che magari riesco a avere qualcosa di meglio.
And my real business is to serve Krishna.
E il mio reale impegno è quello di servire Krishna.
Material happiness or distress will come of its own accord, but my business is to serve Krishna.
Felicità materiale e sofferenza arrivano per conto loro, ma il mio reale impegno è quello di servire Krishna.
The husband's business is to engage in devotional service. And the wife's business is to assist the husband in devotional service.
Quindi il compito del marito è quello di impegnarsi in servizio personale, e il compito della moglie è quello di assistere il marito e impegnarsi in servizio personale.
Then life will be good.
Allora la vita diventerà bella, buona.
But if the husband thinks that my wife is a machine for sense gratification, let me enjoy.
Ma se il marito pensa che mia moglie è una macchina,
let me enjoy, then he'll be unhappy. In the long run he'll be unhappy. And if the wife thinks, let me encourage my husband in sense gratification, economic development for sense gratification, then she'll be unhappy also. He'll become more interested in the sense gratification and in the long run less interested in her. Interested in her as long as she's a good deal for sense gratification, and if he gets a better deal, party on. Therefore, Prabhupada said, sense gratification is the enemy of the conditioned soul. Even in household life, which is a sort of concession for sense gratification, if we try to increase the sense gratification more and more, unhappiness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very ideal wife and ideal mother. Still, he left both. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he left the small world of home and family for the larger world of all of humanity. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada left his family life for preaching Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada says if there's a good wife, good mother, then no need of sannyas. The converse of that is, if you don't have a good wife, you don't have a good mother, why not take sannyas? If your family life is unhappy, why stay? That means in old age. Unhappy, not that I marry on Tuesday, and on Friday I've decided to take sannyas. That's rubbish. But in old age, family life is not very happy anyway. Sense gratification, how much is there? In youth, man is very enthusiastic to start his career, start a family, everything, enjoy.
Creare una famiglia.
get a house and
avere una casa insieme,
develop,
e così sviluppare,
move up the ladder in his profession.
What?
Move up the ladder in his profession.
Scalare nella professione in diversi ruoli, in carriera, fare carriera nella professione.
But after so many years of working and living at home, it becomes dull. Driving to work every day, working hard to get money. The whole thing becomes, tends to become burdensome. Then he's doing it just because, well, what else would I do, and this is what I've always done, and this is what I do. And he's not very happy, but he's stuck.
Ma non è così felice, ma è come inchiodato.
Therefore, then why shouldn't he get out?
Allora, perché lui non dovrebbe uscire da questa situazione?
Therefore, the Vedic system recommends 4 ashrams: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas.
Quindi il sistema vedico raccomanda 4 ashrams: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas.
If family life is very nice, probably there's no need of sannyas.
Prabhupada dice, se la vita di famiglia va molto bene, non importa che non sannyas.
So we won't talk about sannyas, we'll talk about vanaprastha ashram.
Quindi ora noi non parleremo riguardo a sannyasi, ma invece ci soffermeremo sul vanaprastha.
Prabhupada says in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in connection with Vidura's instructions to Dhritarashtra, that to remain in family life, to remain at home in family life till the end of life, is the grossest form of degradation. Grihastha life is meant to be a 25-year project. The Prabhupada explains, if suppose we live 100 years, then 25 years student life, 25 years married life, 25 years retired life, and 25 years renounced life. So vanaprastha, from the age of 50, this vanaprastha life should be accepted. Pancha shortam vanam brujet. From 50 years on, by the age of 50, one should get out. So what is this vanaprastha? Vanaprastha means one should live in the forest, aranya. For tapasya, tapo divyam, putraka yena sattvam. We see Prithu Maharaj and Archie, his wife, they went to the forest for tapasya.
Vediamo nella storia di Prithu Maharaj e Archie, sua moglie, loro andavano nella foresta per formare l'ostilità.
And many examples can be given.
Ci sono tanti esempi che possono essere dati.
Now in the present age, no one can go to the forest.
Ora nella presente età, nell'epoca presente, nessuno può andare nella foresta.
But still one can accept the vanaprastha ashram.
Ma spesso uno può probabilmente accettare lo stato di vanaprastha, l'ashram di vanaprastha.
Vanaprastha ashram means, first of all, a change of mentality.
L'ashram di vanaprastha significa, prima di tutto, cambiare la nostra mentalità.
Grihastha life means attachment.
La vita di grihastha significa attaccamento.
the husband and wife are married and the hands are placed together and they're tied.
One,
at the marriage ceremony, the hands are placed together and the husband and wife are tied to one another. So then a certain attachment is voluntarily accepted. And then developed. Developing household life, home, children, bank balance. Profession. Household paraphernalia. This is all normal part of household life. So household life means building up these things. And vanaprastha life means dismantling. To become detached. Therefore, the first rule of vanaprastha, no sex. In grihastha life, sex is accepted for getting good children. In vanaprastha life, no sex, absolutely. And in all respects, sense gratification should be reduced.
In ogni rispetto, la gratificazione dei sensi deve essere ridotta.
Not to increase comforts and increase one's to increase one's comfort at home.
Non che andiamo alla ricerca di aumentare il comfort a casa.
Not to think of how one could further develop. What more one could have. But divestment, getting rid of. How to hand over the responsibilities to the children. I have one godbrother in Canada. So I went, he was quite big man in business. So I used to go see him now and then. So I went to see him. He said, now the my son and daughter in the business are in the business, so I'm bringing them in. Then I saw him sometime later. He said, now I'm only going in once a week. They're doing everything, I just say a few things. Then I saw him later, now I'm not going anymore. That means handed over the responsibilities. Because I have to give them up anyway. I may think everything depends on me, but I'm going to get kicked out. That's for sure. Therefore, I have to hand over the responsibilities, or the responsibilities are going to be taken away and handed over without me, one way or the other. So better voluntarily and systematically hand over the responsibilities to the next generation. So that is, time gets freed up.
There is time.
Time becomes free.
Così,
And his mind is not preoccupied, where is money, what to do about the business, how to keep it. He frees his time for chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, preaching about Krishna consciousness. And reviving his spiritual energy. In his brahmachari life, he was free, he could chant Hare Krishna, preach, he didn't have to worry about this and that. So this is the second opportunity. To become free for completely spiritual activities. Husband and wife both. And get revived happiness. Not this dull, hackneyed life of sitting at home, looking at one another or looking at the television. Or the illusory happiness of playing with the grandchildren. The attention should be turned more and more toward Krishna. Because life is moving on and death is coming. And one should be prepared. So there are different ways to conduct one's affairs in vanaprastha life.
Quindi vediamo ci sono diversi modi per condurre i propri impegni nella vita di vanaprastha.
Sometimes husband and wife may travel to different holy places.
Talvolta marito e moglie possono andare in pellegrinaggio insieme, girare in diversi luoghi.
See the deities, hear about Krishna.
Vedere le divinità, ascoltare di Krishna.
And develop purified vision.
Sviluppare una visione purificata.
Not worry about home and this and that. They travel different places.
Non preoccuparsi di più riguardo alla casa, di questo e di quello. Giusto viaggiare nei luoghi di
Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. Or so many ISKCON places are there.
O anche tanti altri templi, no? Dell'ISKCON che sono là.
For spiritual purification.
Questo per la per una purificazione spirituale.
Or they may go to one holy place and stay there.
È un'altra opzione, loro vanno in un luogo santo e stanno là, fissi là.
Go to Vrindavan and do bhajan.
Vanno a Vrindavan e si dedicano al bhajan.
Go that forest you can go to.
Dice, in quella foresta lì si può andare, non c'è se andare.
Vrindavan is also a forest, so the vanaprasthas can go to Vrindavan.
Vrindavan è una foresta e vanaprastha può andare a Vrindavan.
Or the wife may stay at home under the care of the older children, and the husband may travel.
L'altra opzione è che la moglie può rimanere a casa, sotto la cura dei figli più giovani, e il marito può viaggiare da solo.
Or he may stay at some holy place.
E risiedere in un luogo santo fisso, particolare.
Or, Prabhupada did this, they staying together, then going out for preaching. Then coming back, seeing how things are going on, checking, then going out again.
Un'altra cosa, sei Prabhupada?
Prabhupada did this.
Un'altra cosa, vediamo come la vita di Prabhupada, che stare insieme per un certo periodo e poi uscire per la predica. Insieme, sei uscire insieme.
Prabhupada was in, had his householder life, but he was going to Jhansi for preaching.
Per esempio, Prabhupada nella sua vita di famiglia stava nella vita di famiglia e a volte invece andava a Jhansi per predicare.
They'd go, preach, come back, see things are going on, again go out, preach.
E va a vedere le cose come vanno nella predica, torna a casa e poi di nuovo esce per predicare.
In old age, one should not remain preoccupied with household affairs. Vanaprastha life means especially changing the mentality.
Il punto fondamentale nella vecchiaia è rimanere principali degli affari della vita di famiglia. Infatti, Vanaprastha significa proprio questo cambio di mentalità.
Entering household life, we were building up.
Entrare nella vita di famiglia significa iniziare a costruire.
Now, winding down.
Ora, smantellare. Smantellare tutto quel punto.
That's sensible.
Questo ha senso.
Even biologically, in old age, what sense gratification will there be?
Anche a livello biologico, nella vecchiaia, che tipo di gratificazione dei sensi possiamo avere?
People without Krishna consciousness, they're so bewildered. They're trying to get happiness from sex, even in their 70s and 80s.
Loro, nei materialisti, loro nella vecchiaia cercano di avere felicità nella vita sessuale, even if...
Even in their 70s and 80s, when they're 70 years old, 80 years old. There was some sociological survey in America some years back. Big numbers in their 70s and 80s, still trying to enjoy. Despite so many physical difficulties. The report was giving the statistics, so many just physical difficulties that made sex problematic. Still they're trying to enjoy in their 70s and 80s.
Queste ricerche mostravano come nonostante molte difficoltà pratiche, fisiche che andavano incontro fare sesso e lo stesso c'erano molte persone tra i 70 e 80 anni.
Puna punas charva to charvanana. Chewing the chewed again and again. Masticando il masticato.
Masticavano il masticato. Masticando il masticato.
Nate vidu svartakatim hi Vishnu. They don't know the goal of life is Krishna.
Non sanno che il fine della vita è Vishnu.
So those who are devotees, those who are Krishna conscious, they should keep the goal in mind and move toward that goal systematically.
Coloro che sono devoti, coloro che sono devoti di Krishna devono capire e mantenere qual è il fine nella vita e andare diretti verso quello in maniera sistematica.
That will be good for them and good for others also.
Questo sarà buono per loro e per gli altri anche che li stanno attorno.
For the younger generation, what example is it that my parents are still in their old age trying to be happy in material life?
Vediamo per i giovani. Può essere vedere i genitori che nella vecchiaia ancora sono lì che vogliono avere felicità nella vita materiale.
They should see the example that in their older years my parents gave up material activities, they were simply engaged in service of the deity, service of temple, preaching.
Loro devono vedere l'esempio che i miei genitori nella vecchiaia sono semplicemente impegnati in servizio delle divinità, in predicare.
So that the younger generation will also know that now I'm married, but I'm not going to be trying to squeeze happiness out of married life into my old age. There's a next program.
Così che anche la giovane generazione lei capisce automaticamente che adesso entro nella vita di famiglia, ma non è che voglio non è che continuerò a cercare di spremere nella felicità fino alla mia vecchiaia. Sarà proprio un tempo da me questo.
And not only for their own family members, but for the whole society, they set the example.
Quindi questo è un esempio che non vale solo per i membri della loro famiglia, ma automaticamente per tutta la società.
Old age doesn't mean now I'm not very happy in my family life, let me find a new wife, let me find a new husband, let me chew the chewed again.
Vecchiaia non significa che ora non sono felice nella vita famiglia, lasciatemi trovare una nuova moglie, un nuovo marito e masticare di nuovo il masticato.
It means that let me take these years, older years, and dedicate them fully for the service of Krishna.
Questo significa lasciatemi appunto usare questi ultimi anni della mia vita completamente nel servizio a Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Any questions?
Ok. qualche domanda?
You mentioned about going to Vrindavan or Mayapur, and what about also rendering service just at any ISKCON center?
Yeah.
There's facility.
Yeah. I know one older couple in New Jersey. They're a Gujarati couple. And they were all very nice devotees. So when their children grew up, they thought, well, why should we stay in this house? What will we do? So they both moved into the temple and 100% fully engaged in service of the deities, service of the temple. Or the Vanaprasthas can travel from temple to temple and give the benefit of their experience and expertise. And practical service. Not simply rotting at home. That's dying before death.
Questo significa morire prima della morte.
Better to live before we die.
È meglio vivere prima di morire.
The real life means Krishna consciousness.
E la reale vita significa coscienza di Cristo.
Something else?
Okay, cosa altro?
Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glorious to Shri Prabhupada.